Welcome to another episode of The Kessel Run. My name is Danny from SuperpoweredFanCast.com. Star Wars Celebration is just 3 weeks away, and with that we get two new exciting guest announcements for the celebration. Freddie Prinze Jr., who plays Kanan Jarrus in the Star Wars Rebels series, will be available alongside Sarah Michelle Gellar, whose first time at the celebration, she played the Seventh Sister during Star Wars Rebels. Both of them have been added to a huge list of guests that will be available for photos and autographs throughout the celebration, so definitely be looking for them. Continuing with the celebration news, Funko has announced Wave 1 and Wave 2 of the celebration exclusives. It features a new Pop Deluxe with Rey and her speeder, which looks really cool, some classic trilogy characters like Garandin, the Imperial Spy from A New Hope, which is making his first appearance, a hooded Luke from Return of the Jedi, and for those of you who missed that Qui-Gon from New York City Comic Con, never fear, Celebration is actually going to have their own exclusive in the spirit form. So you're going to get a spirit Qui-Gon, which is, you know, second best thing, but it's still cool. Also, we're getting some more Rebels added to the line. Grand Admiral Thrawn makes his debut, as well as a new chopper with a new paint job, his Imperial undercover scheme. So that'll be a cool thing to add to your collection. Currently, we're not sure which ones will be shared exclusives, but it's speculated that the usual suspects, Hot Topic, Toys R Us, GameStop, and FYE should be participating with certain exclusives if you can't make it out to the celebration. On the last episode of the Kessel Run, we were speculating about Episode 8. There was a rumor about Captain Phasma. If you haven't heard it, don't know about it, go watch the last episode. It's some pretty cool stuff. This time, I have some more rumors for you. So again, just cool speculation, nothing spoiler worthy, I don't think. Just kind of adds to the coolness of it. If you're somebody who doesn't like any spoilers, any speculation, you'll probably want to skip this part. So fair warning, possible spoilers, rumors, things? Yeah, cool. All right, so this time, the rumors are coming from StarWarsNews.net. Again, don't know the credibility, but I thought it was a cool rumor to kind of share. We don't have any official confirmation on it, but it's stating that our heroes and possibly our angsty Vader worshiper, Kylo Ren, will be visiting some familiar locations from the prequel and original trilogies. First of which, Tatooine. So Tatooine has been kind of a staple in both the prequel and original trilogies. Obviously, the whole Skywalker saga in general. I think it'll be cool because in Episode 7, first off, left us seeing Rey meet Luke for the first time. We found Luke Skywalker, which was our whole thing in Force Awakens. And now we may actually get to see a little bit of that backstory of how Luke got to where he was. I know in the flashback scenes we saw where it looked like Luke had a showdown with the Knights of Ren. And maybe we'll get to see what really happened. It's possible that on Tatooine, maybe that's where he was raising up the next generation of Jedi. There may even be a possible location of a Jedi temple is what's being speculated right now. So that'll be cool to see. The next planet is Endor. Now, obviously, I know, not a planet. It's a moon, but it's still important. The important part is that it's the final resting place of Darth Vader. Now, that's important because, obviously, we saw in Force Awakens Kylo Ren's obsession with Vader in general. Really loved his grandpa, I guess. But he ends up with the melted helmet of Darth Vader. And so maybe we get to see that journey of him looking for Vader and the why he finds him so important and somebody to look up to and just really what's going on there. There's a lot of strange things happening there with that relationship, I think, because unless he's playing the double agent, he's kind of got a backwards kind of hero worship to Vader. It's kind of scary, a little disturbing. But yeah, we may be able to see him looking for his grandfather's remains, so that would be cool for Endor. The next one is Mustafar. Mustafar, we all know, is huge from Revenge of the Sith, where that's where Anakin and Obi-Wan had their final showdown, and Anakin was picked up by Emperor Palpatine at that point and actually became the Vader that we know from the original trilogy. It's also, well, what we saw in Rogue One, home to Vader's little castle of irony and such, for because, you know, when I'm burned alive, I want to live there. But as far as that goes, that could be a cool part to that story. It could be another stop on Kylo's little road trip to finding a little bit about his grandfather. Could be a lot of different things. Again, just speculation, but it's something to think about, and let's discuss it at superpoweredfancast.com. This week, we also have our season finale for Star Wars Rebels, titled Zero Hour. Now, if you've been following the series, at least this season, you know Grand Admiral Thrawn has basically been just kind of playing chess, playing the game with all of our Rebels, Ezra, Kanan, just the Rebellion in general. Very calculated, very meticulous, very careful, and I think now we're going to be able to see the fruits of his labor. Unfortunately, will not be good for our Rebels and our Rebellion, because it looks like he's really going to be coming down, as far as how the trailer looks, really going to be coming down on them as far as just bringing the whole might of the Empire on them. And so that'll be interesting to see how we deal with that and we fight back, because obviously we know the Rebellion survives, but it would be interesting to see really Thrawn put them through the ringer and really kind of take them to that next level of maybe even discovering that they can survive and that they can overcome the Empire. But Thrawn's a scary character. He's definitely somebody not to be messed with, and that's all we've been doing this season. So the one thing you're not supposed to do, you did it, all three at once. So that'll be really cool to see, so definitely check that out. And also, last week we had a kind of a recap for Twin Suns episode. I had a guest, Heather from the Whovian Perspective, as well as Geeks Worldwide, and she's going to be joining me again to talk about Zero Hour, so that'll be really fun, so be checking for that. It's going to come out on Tuesday, and so subscribe to Superpowered Fancast on YouTube. That way you can be the first to know when it goes up, and let us know what you think. And lastly, we have our fan film of the week, which is my favorite part of the entire segment, because I love seeing what you guys create. It's all really cool stuff, and just seeing your interpretations of your favorite story and my favorite stories, it's just really awesome. And so in honor of this past Saturday's Rebels episode and the impact that this character has made across the Star Wars lore in general, this week's fan film is titled Darth Maul Apprentice. Now, there's not a whole lot of story to it, kind of a little bit, but it's really cool saber play. The people who made this, they really took some time in it. It's a lot of fun to watch, and so definitely check that out. And if you'd like to see the full fan film, just make sure you click the link in the description and show them some love. Thank you guys so much for watching the Kessel Run. I really appreciate it. It's really fun for me. I hope it's fun for you. Definitely be watching out for the episode for the Star Wars Rebels recap that we're going to have coming out. Again, that's going to be Tuesday. Just subscribe to our YouTube, like our Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and you'll be the first to be able to see it. You'll know exactly when it comes up. And just let us know what you think, what you like, what you don't like. Let me know what your fan film of the week pick will be. So far, I've been the one picking these, and so it'd be really cool to hear what you think. I'm sure there's some out there that I haven't seen before. And so I would really appreciate hearing your side and hearing the things that you love. Again, this is Danny for the Superpowered Fancast. You can find me at superpoweredfancast.com. You can email me at superpoweredfancast@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at superpoweredfan. Find us on Facebook, superpoweredfancast.com, and also on YouTube, superpoweredfancast.com, because obviously you found us here. But make sure you hit that subscribe button. Be watching out for new episodes every single Friday of the Kessel Run, and we will see you again soon. May the Force be with you.